You're listening to the Righteous Babe Podcast, the show that gives you the inspiration and practical tools you need to create a life-changing journaling practice. You may have kept a diary as a kid, but this is the grown woman's guide to journaling. I'm your host, Javacia Harris Bowser, and each week I'll offer you uplifting conversation and thought-provoking prompts to help you write your way to the best version of yourself. Let's do this. What's up, journal babes? It's your girl, Javacia, aka The Righteous Babe, and that's righteous spell W-R-I-T-E-O-U-S, because when you're a writer, you can make up words. Hello, hello. Today, we are going to talk about my favorite type of journaling. It's called scripting. And basically, scripting is a type of journaling where you write about the future that you want as if it's already true. So if it's already yours, it's already happened. That's what scripting is. And I love this type of journaling so much that we're actually going to do two episodes on this topic. Now, I need to let you know, for this episode, things are going to get a little serious because I'm going to have to take you to Cancerland with me. If you are new here, you should know that I am a breast cancer survivor. But I promise you, this will not be a depressing episode. So anybody who followed me on social media when I was going through active cancer treatment can tell you that I was not this woe is me kind of a person. In fact, I even found humor in cancer. Yes, it is possible to find humor in cancer. For example, when I lost all my hair and my eyebrows, I looked in the mirror one day and realized I looked like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. And that's hilarious. So yes, it is possible to find humor even in cancer. And you know, I was still showing up on social media when I was going through treatment. I was going live on Facebook. I was in my Instagram stories and I just put on a cute head wrap, drew my eyebrows back on and was like, let's go. So this is not going to be depressing, even though I've got to take you with me to Cancerland. But the reason we got to go there is because that's when I really started getting into scripting. Scripting was something that I knew about, but it wasn't something that I had actually practiced on a regular basis until I was going through cancer. So picture this. It's January 2020. And I, probably like you and almost everybody else, I went into the year declaring, this is my year. This is going to be my year, y'all. You know how we do. And, you know, that New Year's Eve was fabulous. So Righteous Beau, that's my husband in case you're new here, Righteous Beau and I went to this fabulous 1920s themed New Year's Eve party. We had a great time. We danced and danced because they played Back That Thing Up. And once that hit, you know, we weren't leaving the dance floor. It was just a fabulous night, right? And so I go into the year and I'm all excited. This is going to be my year. And I wasn't just excited simply because it was a new year, but it was also going to be my first full year as a full-time entrepreneur. So in 2019, I quit my job as an English teacher. That's another reason I can make up words because I was an English teacher. Side note. Anyway, I quit my job as an English teacher and decided to be a full-time freelance writer and work on my business full-time. So my business is C. Jane Wright. It's a website, community, and coaching service for women who write. So 2020 is going to be my first full year being a full-time entrepreneur. So super excited about this new year. And you probably entered 2020 with a lot of hopes and dreams too. And then by March, all that changed, right? Because the pandemic hit and everything came to a standstill. But for me, my world was turned upside down even before then, because on January 24th, 2020, I was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer. Now, as you know, on top of that, there was the pandemic and there was civil unrest. I also suffered the death of a friend. So 2020 was a lot, a whole lot. And, you know, even before all of that happened, that moment when the doctor said, yes, it is cancer, I knew I was going to have to write my way through this, because that's how I had approached everything in my life. Whenever something happened, I would turn to writing. That's just what I do. It's who I am. But, you know, again, journaling is something that I've been doing for as long as I can remember. My mama says I've been writing since I could sit up straight. But this was obviously a very new challenge for me. Cancer is obviously something I had never faced before. And so I knew I was going to have to approach my journaling in a different way. So I ended up joining this program that's led by a woman named Rachel Luna. She has this program called Faith Activated. And basically, it's a program for female entrepreneurs. And she coaches you through journaling. So I joined her program, and a huge part of what she does is scripting. Now, even though that program is really designed to help you grow your business, I was using it to just help me get through the day, you know, as I was going through cancer treatment. And so that's what I did. I started scripting. So again, scripting is when you're writing about the future that you want as if it is already yours. Now, usually when folks are doing this, they're writing about their goals, their dreams, and we're going to get into all of that in the second episode. Because like I said, I love this topic so much, we're going to do two episodes on it, and we'll get into that in the second episode. But for me, when I was going through cancer treatment, I was using journaling just to help me get through the day, you know, just to give me some hope to keep going, because cancer treatment sucks, in case you didn't know. It sucks. You know, people talk about, oh, you lose your hair, but dude, that is such a small part of it. There is all of this other stuff that you have to deal with, and it's really, really hard, and I needed something like scripting to get me through it. So what would that look like? So for me, I kept scripting about December 31st, 2020. Now, let me explain why. So New Year's Eve is my favorite holiday. I know that sounds weird. That's not usually people's favorite holidays, but it is mine. And it's been that way for a while. Like even when I was a kid, we made a big deal about New Year's Eve when I was a kid. It meant that we got to stay up late and eat snacks and drink Kool-Aid, and we watch Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve. Even today, to this day, when the clock strikes midnight, I always call my parents and my brother. Even if I'm at a club and that means I gotta like hunker down in some nasty bathroom, I'm still gonna do it because I have to talk to my parents and my baby brother when the clock strikes midnight. So New Year's Eve is a big deal for me. But in 2020, December 31st is gonna be a huge deal for me because I knew on that day I would be completely done with active cancer treatment. My oncologist told me I would have an inch of hair by then. So I was really excited about my 1 inch of hair that I would have by then. And I also knew that most likely by then my stomach would be back to normal and I would be able to taste things. So something that a lot of folks don't know about chemo is that, again, it doesn't just take your hair. It also takes your taste buds. And you're also queasy all the time. So it's really hard to eat anything. I mostly ate rice and applesauce when I was going through treatment. So I knew that by December 31st, my stomach would be somewhat back to normal and I would be able to eat real food and eat some of my favorite foods. And I would actually be able to taste them and I would have my 1 inch of hair. So I would basically right about December 31st. And so I would do that almost daily just because it gave me hope. It helped me keep going. And that is one way you can use scripting, again, just to help you keep going, to give you hope for the next day. So what I want to do is I actually want to read for you something from my journal that I would script, something that I scripted during 2020 when I was going through cancer treatment. And if you follow me on social media, it may sound familiar, because what I actually did is I used this as a post on Instagram on December 31st, because everything that I had been scripting came true. So I'm going to read this for you. This year tried to kill me. For real. There's no hyperbole in that statement. Cancer came along and tried to take my life and many of the things that make life worth living. The COVID-19 pandemic and the constant reminders of racial injustice almost stole my joy. The death of loved ones almost took my hope. But in spite of it all, I kept going. In spite of everything, C. Jane Wright kept growing. In spite of everything, I kept writing. This was my most successful year as a freelance writer. But the most important writing I did this year was the writing I did for myself. As I flip through my journals, it becomes clear to me that I wrote my way through cancer, and now I'm convinced I can write my way through anything. It's December 31st, and I'm still here. Since I was a young girl, New Year's Eve has been my favorite holiday, because it's a day full of anticipation and dreams. In spite of all 2020 put me and you through, New Year's Eve is still my favorite holiday. And today, these words from my favorite Lucille Clifton poem have never meant as much to me as they do now. Come celebrate with me that every day something has tried to kill me and has failed. I wish I could share even more of my cancer story with you, but I can't keep you here all day. So I want to invite you to check out my book, Find Your Way Back, How to Write Your Way Through Anything. Find Your Way Back is a collection of essays that explore how I've used writing to get through cancer and everything else that life has thrown my way. And because I want to help you write your way through anything too, the book features writing prompts throughout. Find Your Way Back is available on Amazon, and you can purchase signed copies at cjanewrightbeham.com. So scripting helped me write my way through cancer. But I want to make sure you understand that what I'm trying to convey here is that scripting can help you through anything. It doesn't have to be something as big as cancer. It can really help you through anything. And it can bring you hope no matter what you're going through. So the way scripting works, as I mentioned before, is that you write about the future that you want as if it is already yours, as if it's already present or it's already happened. Now, the key when you're doing this is to not get caught up in the how. So if you remember in the piece that I just read to you from my journal, I said that this was my most successful year as a freelancer and that my business kept growing. So I said that before it had actually happened. And I didn't get caught up in the how, because if I had gotten caught up in that, I wouldn't have written that, because 2020, it did not seem like it was going to be a successful year financially, because a lot of publications cut their freelance budgets and, you know, I couldn't do a lot of the things that I would normally do to grow my business. So if I had gotten caught up in the how, I would have never written that. So don't get caught up in that. You just let yourself dream. And here's the thing. The beautiful thing about scripting is that it doesn't really matter if the script you write comes true exactly as you scripted it. What matters is that the script gives you the hope that you need to fight another day. And that's why I was scripting. That's what I needed scripting to do for me. So how are you going to use this for you? So think about whatever it is that you're going through right now. It could be a health issue. It could be a challenge that you're facing at work. It could be a challenge you're facing at home, in a relationship, whatever it may be. And I want you to think about what it would feel like and what it would look like to be on the other side of that. So again, you're writing your way through. So what would it look like? What would it feel like to be on the other side of that? And that's what you're writing. That's what you're scripting. Okay? So as I mentioned, in the next episode about scripting, we're going to talk about how we can use scripting to manifest our goals and our dreams, whether that's financial goals, like a house you want or a car you want, or your career goals. But right now, we're just focusing on how you can use scripting to fight another day. So again, I want you to think about a situation that you're going through and ask yourself, what would it look like and what would it feel like to be on the other side of that? And pick a day, right? So let's say you decide that whatever you're going through, you want to be through it by, I don't know, let's just say July 15th, okay? So you can pick that day, just like I picked December 31st. You pick a day, and then you describe what you have accomplished, what you've gotten through by July 15th. You describe what July 15th looks like and feels like now that that problem or that situation is behind you. Okay? Hope that makes sense. And I really hope that you will use this right now, or if life is perfect for you right now, congratulations. But if it's not, I hope you will use this. And if things are great for you right now, then I hope you will use this in the future when you face any kind of hardship. We're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, I'm going to give you your prompt for this week. The Righteous Babe podcast would not be possible without Creed 63. An inclusive space for the community and entrepreneurs to come together to work, create, and be inspired. Located in the historic Black Business District of Birmingham, Alabama, Creed 63 is much more than a place to work, offering a wide range of resources to support and connect emerging and established entrepreneurs. Creed 63 is also home to a wonderful podcast studio where the Righteous Babe Show was born. Head to creed63.com to learn more. Okay, so you know that every week I'm going to leave you with a prompt. And I've kind of teased this one already, but so for this week's prompt, it's all about helping you script, right? So what I want you to do is, like I said, pick a date, okay? So your prompt is, it's XYZ date, so whatever date you pick. And I made it. Or you can say, and I did it. So you're going to start with that. And then you just kind of let your imagination run wild. And again, you're imagining, what is it going to feel like and what is it going to look like when you've made it through whatever the thing is you're going through, when you've done the thing that you're dreading doing, whatever that is. What's it going to look like? What's it going to feel like when you're through it? So it's XYZ date and I made it, or it's XYZ date and I did it. So that is your prompt for this week. And again, that is designed to help you script. And this scripting that you're doing is all about helping you just fight another day. It's not about, don't worry about the how, okay? Don't get caught up in that. You're just scripting to give you the hope that you need to keep fighting another day. Before I wrap up this week's show, I do want to give you yet another option for your prompt. I was leading a journaling workshop not too long ago. That is something that I do, FYI. And I was leading the participants in a scripting exercise. And I gave them a prompt very similar to the one that I just gave you. But then someone who was there asked the question of, what if whatever you're facing, there's no end in sight? And that was a very good question because, you know, as terrible as cancer and cancer treatment can be, I still had an end in sight. I knew when my active treatment was going to be done. But sometimes, you know, we're in situations where we don't know when the end is going to be. And so she asked, well, what should we do then? And the recommendation that I gave to her is to instead script about how you are going to approach whatever the situation is. Because oftentimes when we are facing hardship, it's stuff that we don't really have a lot of control over. We don't have control over the circumstances, but you can always control how you are approaching a situation. So if you are dealing with something like that where there is no end in sight, and so the idea of picking a date and saying, you know, it's July 15th and I made it, or it's July 15th and I did it, if that feels too far-fetched, or maybe it even feels painful to do that, instead, I would recommend that you just script about how you are going to approach the situation, the attitude you're going to take, your approach, how you're going to show up every day as you are dealing with this situation. I hope that's very helpful. As usual, you know, feel free to reach out to me on social. I'm at Righteous Babe on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I'd love to know how scripting is working out for you. And if you have questions about scripting, you can send those my way through social media as well. That's it for this week's episode of the Righteous Babe podcast. Remember, you have the power to write your way through anything and to the life of your dreams. Happy journaling.